In these lazy, hazy days of summer, our parks are alive with the sound of kids, dogs, and Shakespeare. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, has been out and about at various parks. She's seen King Lear, The Tempest, Romeo and Juliet, and she's here to explain why a playwright who gave us such a hard time in high school is nevertheless so popular in our parks in the summer. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jane.
So why do we do Shakespeare in the park in the summer? Like, why?
Can you imagine? I love it. I know. The settings are usually idyllic. You're in a park, there's surrounded by trees, you're in a clearing, or you're overlooking a beautiful lake in some cases. There isn't that sense of this is an important occasion, you know, that you get when you go to a regular theater building. And that can be rather intimidating for people. In a park, you come in shorts, you have a picnic, you can take your kids maybe, you take your dog, and you watch the action. The prices are usually low, and often the play is cut to maybe a reasonable 2 hours, okay? Maybe cut to a reasonable 2 hours. And so it's really an easy introduction to Shakespeare so that they can do the heavy lifting later on.
Now, the companies that are producing the plays that mm-hmm. you saw have been doing Shakespeare for a number of years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they have. For instance, the most established company is Canadian Stage Company. They have been doing Shakespeare in High Park for more than 25 years. They call that experience Dream in High Park. This year, they're producing The Tempest, but with a twist, and I'll get to that in a minute. Then we have the Driftwood Theatre Group that has been doing Shakespeare for 14 years. They tour Ontario by bus, and they call it the Bard's Bus Tour. Mm-hmm. I love that. Making stops to perform in various towns and cities. And this year, they're touring King Lear, which I did see, and The Comedy of Errors, which I didn't see. And they play a few venues in Toronto. Finally, we've got Resurgence Theatre, which has been producing Shakespeare at Fairy Lake in Newmarket for a few years. They perform in a large tent overlooking this fabulously beautiful lake. It's wonderful. The company had a few rocky years, but they regrouped and had a resurgence. You should pardon the expression. This year, I saw their production of Romeo and Juliet.
And so when you see productions like this, do you look at it in a different light than you would if this was a production at Stratford?
I do. I cut them a lot. I have to admit, I cut them a lot of slack. The production values in the park are much different. The sets are simple and often makeshift, with the set for The Tempest in High Park being the most elaborate. Often the casts are young and perhaps often don't handle the language or poetry as well as an actor trained in Shakespeare would handle it. And the beauty of these productions, though, is the whole experience. That's the beauty of them. The experience of being in a group of like-minded people who are curious about Shakespeare and want to have a good time while they see the show.
Okay, some specifics. Talk about the plays. What do you think about the production of The Tempest having a twist?
The twist is this. The Tempest is about a deposed ruler named Prospero, who is exiled to an island with his daughter. In the Canadian stage production, Prospero is now Prospera and played by a woman, in this case Karen Robinson, to be exact. She is commanding, full of passion, and I think she handles the text really well. The director, Sue Miner, directs this with a lot of style. For example, the play begins with a storm, hence The Tempest, and two actors come out. They carry a large toy boat up the side of the hill where the audience is sitting, and they're rocking the boat back and forth between the two of them to the accompaniment of a storm sound effect. Then they pass the boat into the audience and instruct the audience, you know, by mime, to pass and rock the boat along the row from person to person, and they do. So with that fabulous way, they have established the storm and they've engaged the audience in the action as well. I love that. I thought that was wonderful. King Lear is about a king who divides his kingdom between his three daughters with disastrous results. In this case, D. Jeremy Smith has adapted and directs this production with major cuts. It's all about telling the story without a lot of subtlety, but he moves the action along, and the audience that I was with was engaged.
And Romeo and Juliet?
Lee Wilson directs this production at Fairy Lake and uses the space well. And what the actors lack in nuance and facility with the poetry, they make up for with conviction and energy. And I can say I can say for all the productions that I saw.
And so, who do you recommend these to?
These productions are for people who want an easy introduction to Shakespeare without being intimidated in an idyllic surrounding. And I'm always impressed with these audiences. They are absolutely rapt with attention and totally silent.
Huh.
Totally silent. No cell
really?
Phones.
Really? In the park? With
absolutely.
Dogs and kids?
I'm so amazed at that. And yes, silent, except for maybe an airplane, a dog. And that's one of the many reasons I love Shakespeare in the Park. It's a great experience. It's not I can go to Stratford and see the smart people do, you know, expensive stuff. We hope.
Thanks, Lynn.
Pleasure.
Here and now is theater critic Lynn Slotkin. She also publishes a theater newsletter called The Slotkin Letter, and you can find all the information about where these particular plays are playing at our website. So you go to cbc.ca/hereandnowToronto. We've made it so easy for you to find all this information.